Delighted as always to be joined by charity fundraiser and longtime friend of the station, Blind Dave Healy, OBE. So thanks for joining me, Dave. We've obviously not spoken for a few months, but you've been a busy boy.
Just slightly, mate. Yeah. And as always, mate, it's always nice to talk to your good self and the listeners and to share the stories and some of the challenges that have been going on. Yeah, I said to you a few months ago, didn't I, wanted a quiet year. Well, yeah. Sort of isn't turning out that way.
No. So we've got three things to talk about. But first of all, you've just been crowned EFL Fan of the Season for your support for West Bromwich Albion. There's an award ceremony in London.
Yes, there was. On the 14th, the EFL Awards for 2024 took place. It was incredible, Barry. It wasn't 2 weeks ago, possibly 3 weeks ago now, at a tap at the door, director of the Albion Foundation, Dave, what are you doing on the 14th of April? Well, I'm actually at an event, why? And he said, well, you've been nominated as the West Bromwich Albion Supporter of the Year for EFL. I went, wow. And then he said, there's one better. I said, what's that? And he says, you've actually been shortlisted to one of three. I thought, oh my goodness me. Anyway, I very politely spoke to the event people and they were, oh, you've got to go. And so off we trotted to London. And the EFL Awards were absolutely fantastic. There was a lot of bodies there, as you can appreciate it. And I came away winning the Supporter of the Year representing West Bromwich Albion in the EFL Awards. Absolutely incredible, Barry.
And did you have to go up and give a speech?
No, it was just a case of I was walked onto stage and, bless him, Ben Shepherd presented me with the trophy. There was a couple of questions asked, as they normally do. Then we were sort of sent off to do some interviews and I had a good old chinwag with Ben Shepherd. Couldn't quite convince him to go on the next challenge, but hey-ho. But no, it was a great night. It really was a great night.
Now, you're no stranger to accolades from your fundraising, from all your various runs, but I'm sure this one would have meant an awful lot to you, being such a big football fan.
Oh, crumbs, yeah. It's like I said, though, and like I said on the night, and like I say to you now, I mean, it's lovely. Don't get me wrong. Am I the Supporter of the Year for West Bromwich Albion? I'm sure there's plenty of other supporters out there that, you know, should have been mentioned. But for me, I walked onto the stage, I pick up that trophy, and basically, mate, I'm picking the trophy up. Obviously, it's me, but I'm picking it up for every single West Bromwich Albion supporter. I've got the trophy on my shelf, admittedly, but it's for everybody.
You're obviously well known amongst West Brom supporters, but soon to be, if not already, known throughout the West Midlands because you've got a new job, haven't you? Can you elaborate on that one, please, Dave?
It's crazy. On the 2nd of April, I was appointed as a Deputy Lieutenant of the West Midlands, which is just incredible. Very privileged, very honoured, and very proud. The duties of the Deputy Lieutenants throughout the West Midlands are to support the Lord Lieutenant, who obviously cannot be in two places at the same time, and you're also representing King and the Crown. It's just a great honour for me, Barry, because when I was 18, I did want to sign up. I wanted to join the armed forces. I wanted to serve our Queen. And sadly, through obvious reasons, eyesight problems, I never did sign up. So X amount of years later, I never ever thought I would don the uniform of the Crown and the King now. And so, yeah, I'm going to have a wonderful uniform, sword included. Deb's a bit worried about that bit. And, you know, as I say, what goes around comes around. And so after all of these years, at the ripe old age, the blind old codger from West Brom is going to don the uniform of the King and the Crown. So I'm very, very proud for that.
I'm excited for you. When do you start?
Next week is the induction day. I've got to go over to Birmingham and because there's a lot of do's and don'ts, what you can, can't do, what they expect of you. Yeah, I'm official now. And it's just a case of let's see what happens now and see what appointments then throw in my way, so to speak.
Now, you've got the recognition from the football fans, the new job in place, but in September this year, you're taking on your latest challenge and we're back in mainland Europe for this one.
Yes, again, we're taking on, we're riding the length of the Western Front Way, which is 1,000K. We cycle 1,000K through France into Belgium and we finish in Belgium at a place called Nieuport. We're attempting it over 7 days. It's going to be tough We've been out and done the recce, although, you know, the Western Front Way is what the Western Front Way is. But we've gone and done the recce so that people have got the GPS for the bikes. 10 riders. It's going to be a tough one, no disputing that. Hopefully, it's going to create awareness once again for the foundation, along with funds. I believe it's going to be an extremely emotional ride. And when we get to Newport in Belgium, there has been, over the latter couple of years, a new cycle path which connects the end of the Western Front to the beaches of Dunkirk. So on the last day, we're going to be riding an extra 50K, and we are going to finish, hopefully, and I'll say hopefully, right at the memorial on the Dunkirk beaches, which is going to be incredible. It's the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landing, so my hope is that I can raise, or we can raise, 80K for the foundation in celebration.
That'd be amazing.
It's off. But, you know, I mean, the team itself, I've put a great team together again. But this time we've got the Welsh represented, we've got the Irish represented, obviously we're English, we're represented. And only 2 weeks ago, I'm talking to a gentleman from up in Stirling who was, strangely enough, in the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders for 32 years, started as a private, finished as a major, and I've now convinced him to come on board. So now to have an actual Argyll soldier, you know, present with us, is just going to be incredible.
We wish you all the luck in the world with it, Dave. If anyone wants to have a look at your website, find out a bit more about you, or indeed sponsor this, how can they do that?
Well, we've got the Facebook, Blind Dave Healy. We've got Blind Dave Healy, at Blind Dave Healy on Twitter, or whatever it's called now. Also, believe I'm on Instagram. The kids are my technical department, and it will be Blind Dave Healy on Instagram. If anybody wants to be generous, wants to offer the hand of friendship and generosity, there is a website which is all the W's justgiving.com/page/TeamBlindDaveCycleWFW. And a penny, 10 pence, a pound, 100 pounds is and will be gratefully accepted.
Pleasure as always. Good luck, and we'll speak to you again soon.
As ever, Barry. Thank you very much. And I look forward to talking to you in the coming months, Barry, because I've got so many stories already unfolding. It'll be great to share them with you.